Bryce Duskett on the Rural Radio Network, and today we're joined by Rocky Weber, the President and General Counsel for the Nebraska Cooperative Council. Rocky, always good to see you as we celebrate October as Co-op Month. Talk about this month-long celebration and what it means to you guys.
Well, you know, it's a pretty important recognition by Governor Ricketts and also on a national level of the just a pervasive role that cooperatives play in everybody's lives. You know, Bryce, I was talking to one of my members this morning, and he said, you know, I don't know if people realize just how large a footprint Nebraska's agricultural cooperatives have across the state of Nebraska, how many producers are involved in things of that nature. We have about 64,000 voting farmer rancher members of cooperatives in Nebraska today. They employ about 5,300 people statewide, and last year's payroll was about $370 million, mostly in rural areas. This is a major economic impact for those in the state of Nebraska.
It's a big economic footprint that the co-ops have, but it's also an important service to those out across Nebraska, not just the rural areas, but the metro areas too. Talk about that and the vital service that these co-ops provide.
Well, you know, first of all, jobs and employment. And these aren't jobs. We have the operations jobs that are very important and must be done, but we have jobs in human resources, in marketing, in high technology type fields, in communications, finance. We have great jobs available all over the state. Our cooperatives are big businesses. Some of these businesses, Bryce, have over $1 billion worth of sales and over 1,000 employees. And so these are big, sophisticated businesses and offer great opportunities across Nebraska. You know, we contribute to the whole economy in the state of Nebraska. It had about $6.3 billion worth of sales over the last fiscal year. And so, again, when you look at that, just everything that's going on. Another thing I found exciting this week, for the first time, one of our cooperatives told me that they were operating an autonomous dry fertilizer spreader.
Wow.
And that's the first one they know of operating in Nebraska on a commercial basis. And they're kind of testing it and making sure, see how it's going to work. But autonomous equipment and those kinds of things are going to revolutionize agriculture in the next decade.
Talk about the opportunities you see. You mentioned the autonomous tractors and driving innovation out there across Nebraska. But where do you see opportunity for these co-ops moving forward?
Well, I really think that they are going to become the link between the farmer in the food chain and the ultimate food companies. You know, we don't always think about the row crop farmers and stuff having an impact really in the food chain, but they have a critical impact in the food chain. Consumers more and more are driving the kind of food they want to eat, and so there are big efforts in the economy to make sure that farm practices in growing crops and livestock both, and hogs, cattle, whatever, that all these practices are economically feasible, are sustainable from an environmental standpoint, that good practices and good husbandry is done, that water's conserved, fertilizers are conserved, all of those things. And cooperatives really are putting themselves in that point of being the point of contact with the food companies and making sure that the farmers are going to be raising and growing crops in a way that the purchasers want them grown. And in that information chain from the farmer, who's in control of the information on his or her farm, through to the food companies, there has to be, in that process, steps along the way where the cooperatives, certainly as farmer-owned entities, should be able to aggregate and be able to be a part of that process between the farmer and the ultimate consumer.
When we talk about cooperatives here in Nebraska, a lot of our viewers and listeners will think of that the local one of their community that mainly focuses on agriculture, but cooperatives are diverse across the state too.
Oh, absolutely, Bryce. We have food co-ops, we have grocery store co-ops. You know, there are many small communities in Nebraska over the years that have lost their grocery store. And in many communities, I would say at least a dozen by now, the townsfolks in those communities have said it's important to have a grocery store. How can we form one? They've looked to the cooperative business model as a way of raising the capital and having public ownership of that grocery store. So we have grocery stores now serving small communities where otherwise there might not have been. But there's a lot of diversity in terms of opportunity too. You know, we have interns, probably about 200 to 300 interns across the state of Nebraska every year. These interns are some international students, come from all over the world and intern with Nebraska farm-owned cooperatives and interact with our rural communities and the people in the cooperatives. And that's just been a tremendous benefit to our cooperative system.
Rocky, appreciate you coming in today. Final thoughts from you, anything else you'd like to add as we celebrate Co-op Month?
Well, again, I think that I appreciate Governor Ricketts making the proclamation. It's important that Nebraskans understand how important it is to have locally owned, farmer-owned businesses have these footprints in their communities. 401 communities in the state of Nebraska have a co-op presence today.
Rocky Weber from the Nebraska Cooperative Council joining us in the Nebraska Soybean Board studio. I'm Bryce Duskett reporting on the Rural Radio Network.